We all can agree that at times social media can be scary. On there, it's easy to meet and connect with so many new people. But although it has its benefits, there can be downsides to it as well. There is the potential that you could face cyberbullying, harassment, and just overall creepy weirdos on the internet. Hi, my name is Cashel.
And my name is Zainab, and welcome to our podcast. Today we will be talking about whether parents should control their children's social media accounts. We all agree it is more than a yes or no question that can vary depending on the depth to it. When it comes to social media, there is a wide variety of age groups on those platforms, and there are millions of people that have accounts that are used for various reasons, such as business, promotion, or personal use, etc., which may be good or bad. You never know. So we come to the conclusion that because of the fact that social media is used for so many different reasons, there can be younger or older audiences / influencers.
So yes, we think social media should be monitored, but only for younger kids and age groups. We understand the fact that parents want to protect their kids online, as sometimes you may never know who they could be talking to or who is viewing their profile, because nobody would want a creepy stalker. But as kids get older and have that sense of responsibility, parents should slowly back away and allow their teens to have their own privacy. For example, I have my own 7-year-old niece who has her own TikTok account that I do supervise. Literally, in her TikTok account bio, it says supervised by aunt. So from time to time, I'll go on there just to make sure that everything is safe. I'll see who follows her, if anybody has messaged her, and what they've been talking about on those messages. Seeing as she does post her face on TikTok, I want her to be as safe as possible.
I also have a younger sister who has an Instagram social media account, and I supervise her account, and I make sure, like, whoever she's following, we already know, and if it's safe, and because she is, again, once again, posting her face and making TikToks, so she just wants to be careful, and we want to make sure, like, nothing bad happens. Parents should have some control over their children's social media accounts, but at a distance. They should also respect the kids' privacy, especially if they are a teen, because then they start losing trust and will distance themselves from their parents. And then they will start to keep secrets, and you shouldn't have to keep secrets or hide anything from your parents, because there should be a maternal foundation of trust, and that should never be broken.
It can also be a more respectful thing for parents to do, as they are showing their teens that they acknowledge the fact that they aren't little kids anymore. And they respect the fact that they're old and mature enough to make their own decisions. Older kids have more experience with social media than younger kids, of course, which have less experience. So they'll know what to look out for and what to stay away from.
Overall, parents should have control over their kids' social media depending on their age. Younger kids should be monitored online versus older kids who should have space and their own privacy.
Even simply making younger kids aware of the dangers of online and letting them know to never give out personal information nor try to meet up with strangers met on the internet. Because you obviously don't know if they are who they truly say they are behind the screen. That could help parents ease away from constantly checking their accounts and having to worry. Educating kids on safety online could help them not be naive, seeing as predators tend to go after naive people online. So the more smarter they are with their social media, the less likely they will have their kids to breeze down their necks.
Once again, I'm Zainab.
And I'm Cashel.
And this was our podcast on whether parents should monitor their kids' social media accounts.
Thanks for tuning in.
and we'll see you again next time.